This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bill Dingell here with the amazing Gary Richard Arnold here, our second hour on Thursdays. And Gary, send me another document. You're doing work to try to get your website back up to speed here. I'll just pop it here at the end here. It is news-expose.org. You've got some amazing articles, but you need to kind of fix up your site so you can carry a lot of these articles and video clips. You got a lot of pictures and documents. You know, a picture's worth a thousand words. Secret societies, foreign spies, peeling back the deep state. If you like Earl Warren, you love John Roberts, you have to start understanding that these deep state are deeply involved. That's why when I hear comments by the Joint Chiefs of Staff that are counteracting President Trump, where I see Mr. Asper say he didn't want the military to come into cities like Seattle, that's been given over to the having no police zone, which is insane. These city managers and governors need to go to jail. They should be arrested immediately by a administrative tribunal, letting the government literally allow riot groups to take over parts of cities and towns. This is insanity, isn't it? Your comments, Gary, go ahead.
Plan. A revolution is what it is.
Well, let's look at this document that you have here. You sent me already, and you have, and it shows here going after, and then it has a bunch of X's, and it says after, and making it irrelevant countrywide at this time.
Yeah, we're going to kind of focus on one of the supervisors out here that's actually a graduate of the London School of Economics, and he's totally trained in Fabian socialism, and the Fabian socialists put out a pamphlet during the Second World War in 1943, and they talk about regional government and putting it in, and that they should take advantage of the war years while people were kind of busy, and of course they're claiming about all this new efficiency and basically that the cities would be nationalized and coordinated. So, they make, they put out their plan just like the plans you can see of Antifa today about their plans to do the riots and how to, actually demand military or martial law. But there's no secret. But this guy...
They only do it in gun-free zones like this town in Illinois. They wouldn't do it down here in Vista because we have a lot of ex-military, police and military. They tried down here, we'll just kill them. How's that? We'll just kill them. They'll die. They'll die trying to do the kind of crap they're doing in Seattle. They won't be able to do it here in Vista, California.
Well, the Monterey area, was four-doored. We had a lot of retired people, through Marina and Seaside, and it was a retirement area for decades and decades. The university came in, and, unfortunately, within, several decades, they've converted into a Potemkin, a communist village. It looks real pretty on the outside, but boy, you get off track. You want to put in a tree in your front yard. You find out it's not your front yard. There's a construction going on across the lake where I'm at right now. The people removed seven of their units. They had seven vacation rentals that were built way back in the, decades ago, but they've lost literally millions of dollars. The planning department, put them through everything, all kinds of bankruptcy. I don't know who picked it up now, but for 14 years, they've lost income from seven little vacation homes overlooking the ocean and the beach. So you can imagine what that poor person lost. He lost his hide, his life, his children's life, their inheritance.
I'll tell you why he lost it. You know why? I'll give you a diagnosis. Our American citizenry, by the time they finish grade 9, should have a course in pro-se litigation action, like the course we have when I went in court. if all of our American citizens, by the time they finished middle school, before they went off to a trade or go to college or high school, had a pro se litigant course, our citizenry would be legal action. There's three cartridge boxes. There's the voter box, there's the witness box, and there's the cartridge box. And if you don't use one of those correct boxes, eventually you decay to the cartridge box. Now, if the globalists like Swalwell and other morons think they're going to disarm the American public and force vaccine or do anything to us, and one of the interesting side effects of the death of George Floyd, which shouldn't have happened, this police officer should have been removed immediately because the guy's obviously mentally ill or unstable. He had 11 previous complaints. So removing bad cops is easy. Retraining them is easy. Giving them better non-lethal technologies is easy. What you have to do is you have to improve the technology, improve the interaction with the public, have better perimeter control. I want to have a drone force and other non-lethal technologies. For example, one of the things I'm going to talk about right now, how to make what's called a vertical knockdown weapon. Now, I'll explain how this works. You can hit a specific subsonic frequency. If you aim it in someone's direction, the subsonic frequency will vibrate the little particles in the middle ear and make them drop to the ground because they can't stand up. Doesn't knock you out. Doesn't make you break your teeth, but you can't stand up. Now, when you have something like this, you can simply zip tie the person, they stop. Just like I have non-lethal TCP guns, I also have more nasty things, which I don't want to use because I don't want to kill someone or harm them. But if someone comes in with big guns and stuff like that, they're going to get a big surprise because I have incendiary weapons that will blow them to bits. Okay? So they don't go to my home, they go to Bambi's home. They go to communities that are basically disarmed so they can get away with it. So Antifa's not going to go to a place where they figure there's a lot of military or excess or sheriffs and so on that are going to not be nice. That's why they go to a place like Seattle that's been disarming for years. They have a long history of treating the public like, you know, like school children and acting like we will act like social warriors for truth, which isn't truth at all. It's disarming the public and creating new problems, by the way, for black, Hispanic, and poor people. It doesn't make things better. It makes it a lot worse. For example, I had over the weekend this weekend, with all the crazy things going on with the riots, that is the greatest death weekend in the history of Chicago in over 60 years.
Wow.
What's going on around the country is, I've heard already, there's at least 30 people who have died as a result of the riots, including police and including black and white officers and other public, caused by the riots here after the death of George Floyd. Now, let me tell you, you come and riot my house, you're going to die. You're not going to have a bad day. You're going to die. Now, I don't want to do it. I'll hit you first with a non-lethal weapon, but if you come up with a gun and start shooting at me, you're going to be very sorry you did it. Now, the problem is, I want the public to realize that we want armored police with more non-lethal weapons. I want drones. I want more perimeter control technology, including drones and so on. And I want better training. If there's a bad police officer, I want them immediately yanked and sent off to psychiatric help. The good cops want the bad cops gone. And there's three other cops that basically watch this guy get away with it because they know inside the police department, even if somebody's a bad police officer, he can move to another department of the police or even go to another police office and get away with it. There should be a national database and so on. And these are all doable things. They're very simple. I'm sure that when Trump comes up with his recommendations, he's not going to weaken the police. He's going to strengthen them. Now, one of the good side effects of this is no one's going to be able to force vaccinate anybody after the death of George Floyd. No one's going to get away with it. No one's also going to abuse people of black, color, or poor. But if you're a crazy drug addict with a weapon and you're doing crazy stuff, hopefully we'll hit you with a non-lethal weapon, knock you to the ground, zip tie, and bring you off to a psych facility for 30 days. We need more mental institutions for drug addicts and mentally ill. We need to test them for tox so they can't get back on the street and put a tracker anklet on them. We need to test their urine while observing them urinating so they can't go and use a substitute urine specimen. I was a toxicologist. I saw people try to sneak around with me, and I have to watch them pee while we did this tox test, okay? Or have my nurse do it, or nurse orderly. What people need to realize, these are simple things to solve. They're not complex. They're very systematic. They're very easy to do. We want to arm the police so they feel secure. When they walk into a place, they can basically knock down all the people really quickly and easily and not hurt anybody or kill anybody. But no one's going to do a freaking thing when the police decide that you're going to stop doing your shit. And that needs to happen. If the police come to an area, like this area of Seattle, They should just activate their weapons and drones and boom. Anybody doing stuff, no matter what weapons they have, they're going to drop it because they're going to get so nauseated, dizzy, or whatever. They're not going to function doing anything. And I'm not about a spray. These pepper spray things can often cause people to have very bad asthma or even have asthma attacks and kill you. And tasers can cause a cardiac arrhythmia if it gets near your heart. Okay? And these little rubber balls they shoot, they should never shoot directly at someone. It has to bounce off something or the velocity can go and puncture your eye or even kill somebody like it killed this young man a few days ago.
You know, so, for what it's worth, actually, John Hannity came out talking with one of his guests about having something a lot better than the dopey tasers because you have to be so close and you can only usually fire once. And your idea is
that's why I want people to buy enough of my supplements. I have the money. I'm working on patenting my basically COVID-19 patent for the virus, but it also will work if it's custom designed for any pathogen in the autoimmune disease and cancer. And if I had the money, I know how to make what's called a vertigo weapon. So if the police had it, they whip it out like Star Trek and point at you and boom, you're going to get such bad vertigo. You're not going to be dead. You're just going to drop to the ground.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
With Gary Arnold. Gary, have some breaking news. Go right ahead now. We're back with Genesis. Please continue.
Okay. There's a secret club. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called the Alfalfa Club. They only meet once a year, and they meet at the Capitol Hilton, which is the old Willard Hotel. And, they, you know, they were founded way back in 1913. And it was founded by four Southerners in honor of Robert E. Lee. And, of course, we see everything of Robert E. Lee being torn and thrown over and so forth. But they have an activity during the one meeting that particular night. You can't invite yourself or contest to be a member. You're selected. And it includes, you know, some of the most powerful billionaires in the world. And among the activities they do is the leaders nominate a presidential candidate. And here are some of the candidates that, after being nominated at the Alfalfa Club, actually became president or nominated. One was Richard Nixon in 68, Ronald Reagan in 74, elected in 80. George Bush, he spoke there 98, and he won in 2000. Harold Stassen was nominated for president. He's the one that wrote the book One World, by the way. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman ever to be a female president of the club. They didn't allow women at all. But also John Kerry was elected as president in 2019. He just ended up as, you know, vice presidential candidate, I guess. Mitt Romney is one. And presently, the head of the Carlyle Group has been elected this year for 2020. This Robert E. Lee Group, the president recently was Dianne Feinstein. So here you've got Obama that spoke at the club in 2009. A club founded by, you know, Southerners in honor of Robert E. Lee. Obama spoke there in 2009, and Dianne Feinstein is the second woman president of this club, yet there is no mention, you know, by the party or the members. But
let me insert something. We know that the Democratic Party was the founders, had the KKK. The current Antifa and Black Lives Matter is tied to the Democratic Party. You got to understand, the Democrats are tied directly to the Communist Chinese and the globalists, the bankers, the Druidic Society of 13. They are not pro-American, they're pro-globalists. That's why the primary Democrats have circled back and forth between government and agencies. They actually have moved industry over the last number of decades directly to China and Asia. You have to understand what's going on here. Is that a lot of the Rhino Republicans and the Democrats, and remember, that's why Trump has such a quiet time, and then recently the fact that the Joint Chiefs of Staff think they're autonomous, they're supposed to be controlled by the elected officials, and it's Mark Esper, this idiot, thinks that he doesn't want to follow President Trump's order. I don't want tanks running through the cities, but I want the military there, including helicopters, to make sure people like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and any white supremacist group or whatever, like Antifa is often black, basically white and supremacists, can't get away with rioting and revolution. I mean, I don't understand why people want to lump everybody together. Guess what? It's okay to protest. It's okay to follow with pro-litigant action, so you go to the front of the bus. It's okay to get rid of bad policing and give them non-lethal weapons like my, what I call my vertigo gun. For example, let's visualize this. Let's say it's a couple of years from now and people have a police have my vertigo gun. You point it at somebody a couple hundred yards away. Everybody in that general direction within a few hundred yards is going to have such bad vertigo, they're not going to be able to shoot, they're going to start barfing, and they're going to fall to the ground.
Listen to these people that belong to this club. It's amazing it's not taught in civics. One, you've got Jim Mattis, who's the current vice president of the Alfalfa Club. You know, Mad Dog Mattis, which is really the poodle for the, you know, the multinationals. Robert Gates, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah, look, Mad Dog Mattis is he's the guy who was making deals with the Taliban to actually ship the drugs through to the Special Activity Division of the CIA. Mattis is an evil bastard. Okay, that's when we started making criticisms of Trump. I know the background of Mattis. He's an evil son of a bitch.
Listen to these secretaries of state. Mike Pompeo, John Kerry, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Madeleine Albright, Baker III, George Pratt Schultz, Henry Kissinger, John Foster Dulles, Dean Acheson. Then you look at the vice presidents, Joe Biden, Cheney, Dan Quayle, Mondale, Nelson Rockefeller, Spiro Agnew, presidents, George Bush, Obama, George Bush.
And by the way, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, they all belong to this party.
They're the globalists, yeah, for people to get back in this stupid fight. The same is true with race. All of these guys belong to this alfalfa club that's dedicated to Robert E. Lee, founded by four Southerners.
Yeah, but you got to understand, it's globalism. It doesn't matter what skin color they are, Obama or you're black, white, whatever.
Exactly.
It's whether you're a globalist. For example, Barack Obama's name means lightning falling from heaven. He's recruited by a white guy, Zbigniew Brzezinski. His daughter's on, is what I call the criminal news network, CNN, isn't it? Mika Brzezinski? And she's always got this kind of... Yeah, and she's always got this kind of fawning kind of attitude, like, blah, 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 and she's always acting so hard done by. She's just, another what we call info babe trying to lie to us and have us believe their lies. And you see a lesser and lesser version of it on others, we call MSLSD, we call it, or fake news network Fox, because they'll only go so far, they won't cover all the way to the truth. People get the closest to the truth are Tucker Carlson and Judge Pirro. But guess what? She got fired because she crossed the line a year or so ago, and she got reinstated because there was so much harassment over the fact they fired her.
Listen to these people in the media that are attacking anybody Southern and encouraging the tip-over of Robert E. Lee. You got Jeff Bezos from Amazon. You got Steve Forbes. You got Bill Gates from Microsoft. You got Catherine Graham from the Washington Post. You got Walter Erickson, who's the head of the Aspen Institute. They publish tons of stuff. The head of J.P. Morgan, the Marriott Hotels, Occidental Oil, David Rubenstein. He's a billionaire businessman. The head of Carlyle Group and makes money when the wars go. Jamie Dimon. I mean, you can go on and on from Bechtel. I mean, these are the son of a bitches that are the enemy. So people, please.
I'm going to quote something from
up.
I want you to mention something that happened last week. This is really significant. People can go online and they say, well, if we could just kill you, son of a bitch, Deagle, and the messenger is gone, the problem goes away. Now, you idiots out there need to sort of get a wake-up call. If Deagle died in the next hour, the problem's not going to disappear. Last week, they had a meeting with the Dr. Schwab from Germany. 1970, published the World Economic Forum. They want the fourth economic revolution to turn the human race into cyborgs. They had the head of the IMF on there talking about this, the International Monetary Fund. They want to chip and track us, turn us into cyborgs, and control not only our DNA, but our epigenetics, and sterilize and kill much of us. If you don't believe it, you're an idiot. This is the guy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Dallas, Texas, taking part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the economy. Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is accusing Democrats of shutting Republicans out of creation of a sweeping bill on police reforms.
Despite there being common ground, Speaker Pelosi once again politicized what could have been a moment to lead and show the country we are capable of putting our differences aside when the stakes are this high.
The new number of jobless claims last week was 1.5 1.5 million. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists had predicted 1.6 million people would be filing first-time unemployment benefits. And presidential candidate Joe Biden is calling on Facebook to crack down on misinformation. In a letter on his website, Biden is urging his supporters to sign a petition for the platform to hold their users accountable. This is USA Radio News. As if trips to the grocery store were not nerve-wracking enough, U.S. shoppers lately have seen the costs of meat, eggs, and even potatoes soar as the coronavirus is disrupting processing plants and distribution networks. Pat Penfield studies supply chain management at Syracuse University. He tells ABC,
the coronavirus has caused a major disruption within the food supply chain. We have this unprecedented demand at the grocery stores.
Penfield also saying,
producers don't need to offer coupons anymore because, again, people are coming in and buying as much as they want.
The Labor Department saying egg prices reached an all-time high of $3 a dozen in late March, but have since fallen back to less than a dollar. The White House says there's a 100% chance that another coronavirus relief package will be signed into law. Speaking on MSNBC, senior advisor to the president, Kevin Hassett, says they're watching the numbers evolve as states reopen their economies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Please continue, Gary. Now we're live back in Genesis. The truth is very obvious now. It's no longer hidden. In fact, the globalists are so bold, they don't even try to shadow it up or try to cover it up at all, do they?
Again, it's available out there. It has been, at least, you know, Wikipedia has actually been a fantastic help. I mean, just this report, again, people get a pencil out and look up Alfalfa Club, and you will find people that the doctor and I have been talking about for a long time. One member is David Boron, and I'll tell you the importance of David Boron. He was the longest sitting chairman of the United States Senate Intelligence Subcommittee. So he oversaw all intelligence for years and years. He's a member of Skull and Bones. So what he did while he was senator is he cajoled and paid off his worked their magic and made the University of Oklahoma the place where they train people for the FBI, the CIA, NSA, all the undercover work, and the Justice Department.
Right.
You wonder why you're not getting justice out of the Justice Department, and it starts from interns from the University of Oklahoma and the German Marshall Fund and the Rockefeller and Ford and all the rest of them. The reason we have little control, or even the president has little control, is it's going all the way down to the typist or the lady sitting at the computer that are trained by these Skull and Bones people.
Now, by the way, I did something funny. For people watching over on Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch, I decided to put up my mixed martial arts logo up there. You can see me off in the bottom right-hand corner with my headphones on, actually doing the radio show, so you can actually see me there live. You know, I'm waving at you here. Yeah. People say, "Oh my God, that's Deagle down there." Yeah, exactly. This is mixed martial arts we're trying to do right now. So people need to realize what's really going on here. And it's not a joke. I mean, I look and I try to see there's a lot of alternative broadcasters out there. I'd say they fall into three categories. Number one, there's real people like us or Janie White, and we are a tiny minority. We're probably less than 5% of even the alternative broadcasters. Then there's the next group, which are well-funded people that are disinfo ops that control the message, and they usually look like they have a lot of money and power. And they mix anywhere from, say, 50 to 70, 80% of the truth with a lot of, you know, spin and lies. And then the third group are egomaniacs, people to try to quote other people that want to feel like they want to be class president. So that only 5% of the people actually, number one, have experienced logic and firsthand experience to understand and actually care about the truth, and are not trying to feed their ego or get rich or do other things to try to spin the logic or to control the message, because we're not implanted by the deep state to actually control the message. There's a lot of people inside even alternative media, they're not really alternative at all. They're basically actors trying to spin the message. Or they're incompetent because they pretend they know stuff and they don't. And there's a lot of them out there. And people, if you have the smarts and discernment, you can actually figure out who's who. And I don't need to tell you who they are. You can figure it out yourself.
Well, they're having more and more of a problem because the game table. I remember I used to have a carom board, which was so much fun. It had you could play it like pool. It had little nets on four sides. You could play checkers or dominoes, right, or almost everything on it. And the problem is that the people today are confined only to those pieces on the board and those rules of the game. They don't know that there's anything outside of what's been put.
Well, I don't believe that at all, and I'll tell you the reason why. With alternative broadcasting, this is the thing that when the NSA and the globalists over the last 100 years invented the internet, which is 666, which is globalist, they forgot the fact that they're not going to control the message, and also have people have peer-to-peer, you know, deep state or dark internet, and that they can't control the message, even if they shut down YouTube and this and Twitter and whatever, like they shut down me 3.5 months ago on my Vimeo and YouTube channels, 2 months ago. On my Spotify thing for posting the things over to the internet. So I have to do it all manually now. But they can't stop the message. Now, the problem they have is that it's no longer 0.5% of people like the time of 9/11, you know, 19 years ago. Now it's about 40 to 50% of the population really knows that things are screwed up, and they have a pretty good idea how they're screwed up. In other words, people are no longer ignorant. And if you actually talk about the people who suspect something's wrong but don't know, it's more like 70, 80%. So the public are becoming really aware that really evil people right in their face are doing stuff that's really obvious. Okay? And this is freaking the globalists. That's why they want to get rid of the... I watched the show just when I went on a break there, and shows Al Green with his mask on, says, I can't breathe, okay? This guy Al Green is a psychopath from Houston, okay? He wants to defund the police. Now, Houston's a big damn city. I think it's the second or third largest city in the United States. What, you want to get rid of the police? Oh, no, we don't want to get rid of the police. They want to put their policing people in there that will basically be like Antifa and Black Lives Matter with guns, and they're going to control the regular public. And if you do anything they don't like put a tree in front of your yard or do something they don't like and post on the internet, you're going to be grabbed and put in civil detention camp or chipped or executed, okay?
No, what's happening now is Mao's taking over and Chiang Kai-shek is getting disarmed. And it's happening right here today in front of our eyes.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Here's my prediction. As he comes out of his little basement and he starts talking here, sock puppet getting all these kind of high praises, and everybody's thinking on the polls that he's way ahead, 7-8% of Trump. Trump is going to beat the hell out of him, especially when they get into debate. Now, Trump today is going to announce what he's going to do for police. Police needs three things to reform. Number one, get rid of bad cops. Number two, give them more non-lethal technologies. And number three, make sure they can't leave one department and go to another department and that police force is somewhere else if they are a bad cop. And make sure you don't defund police. And that would, by the way, make sure the police can't be used by globalists to actually force vaccinate people or do things that are not right. They're against the Constitution. This freaks out the globalists, because if they can't get the police on side or the military on side, what the hell are they going to do? Are they going to try to bring in United Nations troops or have China come in and invade us? We'll kill them so fast they won't know ahead. Like, remember, I think it was, I'm not sure it was the Japanese emperor or one of his staff that said this back in the Second World War. They said, if we try to invade America, there'll be an American behind, not every tree or every bush, but every blade of grass. Now, 93 million armed Americans with 23 million armed, basically, veterans, with the sheriff's office and the police and all the ex-military all armed to the teeth and basically constitutional Republicans, even if they're Democrats, they're basically Republicans. They try to say they're otherwise. But If you believe in a republic, you're a Republican, okay? The Democrats are not democratic at all. They believe in globalism. Look at Nancy Pelosi's action. Look at Al Green. They don't want a democratic America. They want a totalitarian zone called America that's just part of a global police state.
Yeah,
they don't want.
You know, they've been like the fascists. You know, they're a bundle of sticks bound together with a hatchet at the head of it. They, you know, they have no freedom to go off on their own. If they get out of the Black Caucus, that Black Caucus will turn on them like they, you know, it was Robert E. Lee himself. But
the black people are actually worse off with it. Black Lives Matter and Antifa make things worse for the minority people. They don't make it better.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, they had their chance of having a successful family was better than whites way back in 1960. They had the jobs. They had, you know, I mean, they...
Let me tell you my solution to America. You want me to hear my solution?
Let me give these two names just because...
I'm going to hear your response because I'm going to fire boom, 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 and then I'm going to hear your response. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Again, people, look up the Alfalfa Club. It's based by four Southerners in dedication to Robert E. Lee. Two members, one is Joe Biden, you know, hiding in the basement, and,
right.
You know, he's condoning all this, you know, tipping over stuff while he's been a member of this club honoring Robert E. Lee, which, you know, I don't care. But also Chuck Schumer, you know, one of the biggest, whiniest, disgusting people I've ever seen. Boy, they sure got a collection between Nadler and a few others. I mean, what a crew! This is like Toy Story. The scene where they have the broken toys. Anyway, right. Let me shut up. But look up Alfalfa Club.
Okay, I'm going to give you a list of things that will fix America. Number one, we need to fix what's called the Constitutional Republic. Everybody should have a middle school class paid for to have how to win in court. Number two, we should have non-lethal technology for our police, increasing police thing, and police should go with social workers so the social workers feel safe to go with them, and lots more drone troop groups and everything so they have non-lethal weapons to completely neutralize a crowd no matter what weapons they have. Number three, we need to have a minimum income. That means we go to a city, we don't make the employers pay it, we top it up. Everybody needs a health savings account, we need to pay the doctor.
It's a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
And welcome back, and I'm waving here to everybody out there so you can see we're live here on the show. You know, I want to continue my list. I believe that we should not burden small business. Money, or exchange, you want to call it, is a velocity of exchange of ideas, services, and goods. What they did with the shutdown is they actually caused a cardiac arrest of the economy. They actually make money vaporize, because money is not physical dollars printed or gold. It is a velocity of exchange. And when you stop the velocity, it's like having a cardiac arrest. The money actually disappeared. It no longer existed because it didn't. It caused 40 million people to lose their jobs. Half of them are not going to come back. Many of the businesses aren't going to come back. They're not going to settle with so much debt they can't recuperate their business. Small businesses, when people think the economy is going to come back, no. This month, June, if we don't supply extra money, the U.S. Postal Service is going to shut down. Next month, the banks, because people aren't paying their mortgages or their credit cards, we're going to see major start bankruptcies. And it's all by design. They want to have a collapse. It's like they're trying to bolt the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas. You put the demolitions in the building, you stand back so many hundred yards, you have somebody push a plunger, and then boom, the Sands Hotel comes down. That's what they wanted. Okay? Now, you might want to disagree with Deagle. You can't. Okay? It's over. Well, I get a kick out of people that want to disagree, and they basically, evidence is slapping in the face like a 2x4. And yet they still want to argue when somebody's pushing the plunger and the building's falling in free fall right now. Okay? Now, you got to understand, even if they restart the economy, and the thing that's going on right now, the media are totally on side with Democrats, I call it, and with Joe Biden, as a member of this society you just mentioned, which is really pretty funny, that honors these Southerners. And you have to understand, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever, as long as you're a globalist. As long as you believe in the control of the population. You don't want to have democracy. They just want power. They're only interested in power, not for the sake of the people or the Constitutional Republic or even the economy or starvation or anything. It's just so they have power. They're power hungry, like a drug addict wanting another hit of a hot drug. And what's amazing to me is the public don't get it. They don't realize it's inside the members of the Pentagon, like this Esper guy and the members of the Joint Chiefs and others trying to argue against Trump. Trump's going to offer very simple logical with his advice of his friends to get rid of bad cops, improve non-lethal technologies for the police, increase the interactions and increase mental health facilities to take care of mentally ill or drug addict addicted people, and make the streets more safe for business and so on across America. And I guarantee you, after this little meeting in Texas, I'm watching just today when I went on break, Trump is going to send in federal troops and is going to clean out Seattle. The governor and the mayor of the city need to go to freaking jail. What they've done is a crime against society and against their own citizens. And they try to act like, I couldn't believe when I actually saw him acting like he didn't know what was happening on camera and had to check his notes. And when it's right in his own city, it's like, are you kidding me? It's like your right foot just got chopped off and you don't even feel any pain. Excuse me. It boggles the mind, and then people want to argue with you. It's like, no, there's no room for argument here. I can't believe that. You know what? I don't get anybody, male or female, with the intellectual cojones or balls to actually argue with me on or off here. You know why? Sometimes I get a nod or a stupid comment on my YouTube channel, but I usually put it down pretty quickly with some compassion and some intellectual dialectic of, let's dialogue about this. Raise a real issue. Raise a real question. I'll come up with an answer. There's not a problem on Earth, and I'm going to continue, as I mentioned before the break when we got cut off. I want a minimum income. I want to make sure that health care is provided not by big insurance by the government, but by insurance carriers, but doctors and nurses, and everybody's paid an hourly wage. We want across-the-board control of prices so they can't have crazy prices, so they vary up to 300% within 20 miles of one city or town for a different procedure. I don't want hospitals going bankrupt, doctors going under, but I want them to be able to work part-time. So if you have a female doctor and you want to raise a family, they can work part-time. Or if you're a senior doctor like me, maybe you want to work half a day a week, even volunteer. I want people to realize we need to get rid of malpractice. Malpractice is evil. You want a mediation. If a doctor's doing things wrong, make sure he's following training and education. And if he hasn't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, he shouldn't do it until he goes back and gets retrained.
You mean there's no guarantee you're going to live, huh?
Right, and what I want to do is change the system so we get rid of the predatory attorneys that are living off of malpractice suits, and we make sure doctors are competent, and we also want to retrain them. You can start off as a chiropractor and learn how to do obstetrics. Why not? You can start off as a nurse practitioner and learn how to do C-sections. Why not? You can start off as a medic in the military, and after years of working in the medic and putting in chest tubes and doing surgery in the field and MASH units, why not become a general surgeon if you can prove that you know the knowledge base? I want to see national certification by non-government organizations. I want to get rid of the craziness of what's going on. I want a minimum income so everybody in the country can afford to have decent food, decent schooling, home education if they want it, and the churches can then don't need to worry about 501c3 anymore. They can preach a gospel of the whole truth and nothing but the truth without any worry about losing your 501c3 tax-free status. This is all garbage. It's trying to muzzle the church so they won't raise anything against any political party of any type. Okay? Stop it. Once we let the public actually seek the truth and ask good questions, every problem is solved, whether it's, you know, how to provide good food to everybody, how to provide a clean home, how to make it safe to go back and forth to school so you don't have to join a gang, how to make sure that if somebody is mentally ill, we grab them and put them in an institution or check them out and make sure they get toxicologically and physically checked. And how we take drug addicts and test them and put a tracker anchor on them so that if they do bad stuff, we know where their GPS coordinates are, and we can grab them. Real simple. So Dr. Deagle has a solution for every problem.
Foundations. Let the foundations pay their taxes and do their charity after they've paid their taxes.
You're talking about the big foundations. But the problem is the foundations are set up as a proxy for world government.
Yep.
These big foundations, for example, like the Gates Foundations, like Melinda Gates and all the crazy crap they're doing, they're sliding their money in there, and then they have a parallel foundation to make a profit. Look at the Gates Foundation and the parallel financial foundations invested in the big pharma and big vaccine.
They've doubled their overall assets. Everywhere but the United States, yeah.
They doubled their assets in the last 10, 20 years by manipulating the public and saying they have all these tax-free foundations and they're donating and creating vaccines or sterilizing and killing little African girls. At the same time, they're doubling their worldwide assets and reach into the world. And now they're so powerful, they think, well, we're just going to chip the entire population. And like this Dr. Schwab, Dominique saying, we're going to move to the fourth revolution where we're going to put a chip in everybody and we're going to turn us into cyborgs. These maniacs are so effing bold, they're saying right to our face now, and people still don't believe us. And they say, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. How about you stop acting like an idiot out there, start being brave enough to face the truth, and if we just even slightly resist them, they crumple like a bully. We need to defund these foundations to get away with this stuff. Look at how the money's been manipulated by people like Amazon. Why does Amazon exist? Because we let it. Amazon shares space with the no such agency. Why do these agencies get away with manipulating with the FISA court? Because we empowered them. Before 9/11, for 5 years, the attorneys built up the fortress of these laws to actually do 9/11. And then when they launched 9/11, they were all prepared to make sure they put in national acts, basically, and the civil detention camps for up to 20 million Americans. And some of them are not just in America. They're outside America, in Mexico, and even in Canada. You know that? They've been building civil detention camps for 40 years, even inside and outside America and underground, to take care of dissidents they don't like with Project Fogo and Project Zephyr. Pogo going to find out who the hell is going to oppose them, Zephyr to grab us. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you're making that up. How about you get a reality check and start facing reality? There's a lot of good in the world, and there's a lot of friggin' evil, and they're about to eat you for lunch.
Well, you still see a lot of defense of the Georgia Guidestone Protocol from your Ted Turners and Bill Gates.
If my advice would be to Trump to say, all these people that make these public statements need to be grabbed and put in mental institutions. They don't get the airtime, they don't get book sales, and they don't get interviews on the internet or radio TV. We need to stop it. We need to stop public mental illness that's harming the young people. Young people I know, half my age or less, have almost no critical thinking capacity whatsoever, like little lemmings. They think people like me that raise these issues and actually have facts and even documents and even can shove it right in their face that somehow we're crazy old buggers.
Well, the same people that are claiming that, you know, calling for death are the same people that are generating this increase of performance from deadly viruses going back to the Spanish plague 100 years ago.
Well, that was the Rockefeller Foundation that did that with the typhus vaccine. And when they found they did it, oh, wow, we hit the mother load. That's why they tried to resurrect it in the 70s and eventually did create the reverse engineering with the help of people like Dr. Lieber, who just got arrested today.
Epic Times caught up with us. Our program on Dr. Charles Lieber was published in their last issue. We did that seven or 8 weeks ago.
Excellent, excellent. So people out there, if you think you disagree with me, please, I beg you, go on my YouTube channel, email me, contact me on or off air. It's going to be a very unpleasant surgical day because I'm going to cut out the foolishness out of your ideas and save your sorry soul from the mental, physical, and spiritual suicide. How's that?
Yeah,
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
For defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid block,
blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.